As we said before, before when we were breaking down the show and talking about some of the people that would be on, one of the guests this evening, and I had said this before, has probably done more behind the scenes for the betterment of especially Broward County, not only from the education side, but also the athletic side and how they merge things in to make an event like the Broward County National Football Showcase one of the premier events in the country. James Knapp and his people over at Broward Educational Foundation continue to raise the bar. He's kind enough to join us this evening. James, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thanks so much, Blue. I appreciate it, man. Happy New Year to you and your family.
This is such an opportunity a lot of people don't realize, but what you guys have done, you know, to kind of bridge that gap between that academics and the athletics by bringing, you know, events such as the Broward Showcase, which is, like I said, just a marquee event. But you guys have kind of slowly done a lot of other things involved that never get the spotlight. First of all, talk about the Broward Educational Foundation and, you know, everybody that has been behind all this. I know that you being the president and CEO, you know, top of the food chain, but there's a lot of people that make your job a lot easier as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, thank you so much for allowing me to talk a little bit about the foundation itself. So the foundation itself has been around for about 40 years, and we are the direct link and the 501c3 direct support organization for Broward County Public Schools. And what that means is we provide opportunities through partnerships with the community, through funding and general partnerships as the bridge between the community itself and the school district. And, you know, within that, you know, as you mentioned, what we wanted to do was just provide those kinds of opportunities through what we have as four pillars. And, you know, one of our pillars is scholarships, faculty, staff, and student scholarships, district-wide student impact grants that we do for teachers and district staff. And then we also, you know, have school supplies that we try to get back into the hands of teachers and families and students. And then, you know, as you mentioned recently in the last couple of years, I've been fortunate enough to be a part of this growth in the athletics arm. We're the only education foundation in the entire country to have athletics as a part of their pillars. But to us, it mattered. And so I want to start by saying the team is amazing, right? The foundation team is amazing. Our board is amazing. And to jump on something like this is not normal, right? Obviously, if we're the first to do it, that normally gives people some hesitance in terms of doing it. But we have an amazing team. But to bring this to the forefront with somebody like Sean Serra and Kevin Perry and Dwayne as well on the basketball side, but also BCAA, and even previous to Dr. Hepburn, you know, Dr. Licata kind of just jumping on, but, you know, and Patty Brown and BCAA have been just, you know, embracing what it is that we're trying to do because it's all about the students. So yeah, we're moving in that direction. We look at our foundation as being obviously one of the best in the state, but moving towards being the number one education foundation in the country. And that means providing some of these great opportunities.
Yeah, and being the sixth largest school district in the nation is pretty impressive.
Yeah,
because that encompasses a lot of things, a lot of administrators involved, yeah, a lot of people, a lot of teachers, a lot of people that you got, you know, that you have an opportunity mm-hmm. to kind of rub elbows with and talk about your plans and things like that. And then you take a look at, you know, the situation with you having played sports mm-hmm. and having, you know, played at FIU as a linebacker and also, you know, having gone to high school here in South Florida, it gives you kind of a insight that a lot of people may not have, because not only do you bring that education mm-hmm. part of it, but you know what the athletics and you know what it entails and what a struggle it is financially sometimes for these people to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I know what it was like kind of coming up, right? I'm a product of Broward County public, you know, public schools coming up through elementary and middle school and then, you know, graduating from a local private institution here in Broward. But the reality is understanding what Broward County is to athletics and just really education and what it really means for the continual push forward for our community. I kind of felt like when we, you know, we were having these conversations that not a whole lot of people really thought that athletics, you know, what does that really look like? But for us, it's already bridged the gap so much between all of our other programmatic options and the community just by bringing some notoriety and brand recognition to this, to the foundation as a whole. But right. Yeah, like you said, I'm a local product. I'm, you know, and this is something that is not an accident, right? This is you know, my wife's an assistant principal here in elementary school. My son goes to Broward County Public Schools. This is not a, you know, this is not an accident. This is real, and this is we live it.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, James, certainly, you know, an opportunity through the Broward National Showcase to bring in marquee programs over the last couple of years. You know, we talk about Bosco, we talk about Gorman, who won national title a year ago, but also during the Crow basketball tournament, and see how many marquee teams that came in from boys and girls. So, I mean, it's a great stamp. It's something that you guys are growing, and I'll tell you what, I appreciate what you do. You know that you're a hard worker, and you've surrounded yourself with first class people, as you already mentioned. Have a great new year, James. I appreciate you. Let everybody know if anybody wants to contact the foundation or just learn more about it. How can they do that?
Thank you so much, Blue. And BrowardEdFoundation.org, go there and you'll find everything on there. And actually, what I actually wanted to tell you, Blue, before it gets out to anybody else, we're introducing a tri-county partnership between Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach to bring that piece of the showcase in 2025. So everybody who's listening, you know, everybody understands who you are to this community. But I wanted to make sure that we share it here first. And we've got some of our away teams like St. Joe's, Corner Canyon, Milton, Peachtree Ridge. You know, Duval is in that tri-county piece that we're looking at, West Boca and Central. And then kind of coming in and they're starting to solidify the lineup a little bit. So I figured you might like that nugget. I was allowed to share it with you. So I'm very, very fortunate that I get to share it with you.
I love it. I love it. James, I can't thank you enough. Tell mom that I'm going to drop by and see her some Sunday.
If you drop by and see her, she'd love it. You know, it's she's right across the street. So go by and see her, man.
I will. James, thank you. Happy New
Year. Thanks, Lou. Thanks, Lou. Happy New Year.
James Knapp, Broward County Educational Foundation CEO and President. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We'll take this time out. We'll come back and wrap things up for our last show of 2024.